Hello, this is the Mentally Conscious Uprisings Society, okay? I want to talk to y'all about something because right now I am upset, okay? We are in the midst of just a lot of evil stuff right now. We have coronavirus. We got a lot of killings going on in the black communities. We have racism. We have people saying that all lives matter. When someone say black lives matter, because really what they're saying is they don't give a damn about the dark skinned race when we was here, long before anybody else was. We got curfews that's being placed on us right now. And another thing is everybody is sleeping, and I don't understand that, okay? You have people that's sleeping right now. They don't know what the hell's going on. They're still doing what they want to do, what makes them feel good. Okay, the stuff y'all doing, it cannot be continued, okay? Because right now, it's finna be a drought. It's gonna be a drought, food shortages, clothing shortages, all shortages. Okay? And people are not prepared for what's gonna happen. Okay, y'all think y'all can sit up here and not have any type of knowledge, wisdom, growth, nothing. Just do what you do. Daily lives, every day, all day, 24/7. It don't work like that. You sleep, you lose. That's just how it is. And it's amazing to me, okay? We have governments that don't care about, those that well, I call us field people because why? Because we're not famous. Those that are famous are house people, which actually don't give a crap about the field people. Why? Because the enemy is paying them to shut their mouths, to not help their people. This is what's happening. They cause the wars. Those that are in power, they cause the wars. They cause the famine. They cause the illnesses. They cause everything. They are controlling the weather. I mean, I know this. I mean, people gonna have this. People want to know the truth. You're gonna have to open up some books and go research. Because I can tell people this and they'll think I'm crazy or I have a mental problem. I mean, you having cars, you having all the money, you having a whole lot of having a big old house, that don't mean nothing at the end of the day. Because when they start, let me say this, when they start losing the food and the clothing and the shoes and all these stores that's been, open for, I guess, years. See, and they put this stuff out here. And it's basically it's the only thing it's all about the money. People can't even find jobs. They can't even find housing. They can't. They just can't. Like, a lot of people out on the street, they homeless. Like, what is this? And this is a form of the new Egypt. This is a new Egypt, right? USA is the home of the slaves, not the home of the free. Did you really think that black Americans was the only ones that were slaves in America? Well, look again, because now you're a slave. And now they're talking about a second wave of coronavirus. So therefore, when people decided and took it upon themselves to go out in them streets and everything, to crowd up together, to loot, to vandalize, to kill, to steal. then that's when the game started. It's going to be a whole lot of deaths now. Because why? Because people is not knowledgeable. And without knowledge, people's going to fall. I mean, just take a look. You have senior citizens that don't know nothing. They have no type of knowledge. A lot of them are, they act like children. They want to be young, like the young people. And it's sickening. Tribes or a society without their seniors spewing knowledge will fall automatically. The young will be destroyed, and you're seeing this right now. The education system right now, it's really like it's messed up. I mean, once you, I mean, yes, going to preschool, kindergarten, all this stuff, but when you get up to the college area and the high school, that's when everything began. That's when people, these so-called people that's in power, give you whatever they want to give you, grade-wise. You go to college, you've been lied to, you've been given the runaround for years until you realize, wait a minute, why the hell am I doing this? And see, just like with me, I was 18, I came out of college, I wanted to be an artist, and then I was given the runaround for almost 10 years. And I said, enough is enough, because now it's a change. Only thing I've been given, I was not given a degree. Only thing I've been given was a certificate. And that's bullshit. So I refuse to lay on my ass and not do anything. Okay? Those that are in power, they're going to try to destroy you. Because they're trying to destroy me right now, but it's not going to happen. I refuse to be homeless, out on the street, nothing soft to lay my head on. I refuse that. So you know what I did today? I got off my ass. I did some work. I called some places that had housing. And right now, after this, after my podcast, I'm going to be studying for a driver's license. There's no way in the hell I should be sitting here doing nothing. And it go for everybody else. Y'all doing the smoking, y'all doing the getting high, y'all doing the drinking. That ain't doing shit neither. I'm just saying. Because nobody knows what the fuck going on. You got news channels lying to you about this coronavirus. They say one thing and then they say another. You got these hospitals, they kill it. You go inside these hospitals, you're not gonna come out alive because they're killing people. You think the black people the only ones that are gonna get killed? You are hardly mistaken. You really is. You really mistaken. Y'all really mistaken. You got the Navajo Nation right now dying off from this coronavirus. They can't even get fresh water because of the oil factories that's been placed where they live at. You got Mexicans and Latinos thinking they white, which are not. And I don't understand that. Okay, I don't understand that shit. You got black Americans doing the same old shit, thinking they don't, I mean, hey, they don't value anything. People don't value nothing no more. But I'm supposed to lay back and just ignore everything. I've been lied to countless of times. Now I'm beginning to see who I can trust and who I can't trust in all this crazy mist, you know, all of this craziness. Right now, we're in a game of chess or checkers. We're the pawns in the game. And a lot, and to tell the truth, a lot of us is not going to make it. Because why? Because we stuck on bull crap. I mean, the truth is the truth, whether you like it or not. If you're black, if you're Latino, if you're Mexican, okay, you are a minority. You're not white. You're a minority. And anybody else that's not white, you're a minority. You're a field person, unless you're getting money, just like you're getting money, full of money. Therefore, you're a house person, which for you're dangerous. You're a dangerous person. And I'm going to tell you why you're a dangerous person. Because if a field person do something, you're able to snitch on them and get them killed. Yeah, you're a dangerous person. And at the end of the day, being rich don't mean nothing either. I'd rather be poor than be rich. Because right now we're in an empire right now that's gonna fall, and it's falling right now. People think I'm crazy. I don't care. You don't want to listen to what I have to tell you, then you just continue to be asleep. Because I don't got time for somebody don't care what I say. So this is why I renamed my whole podcast, and I'm gonna be sending it to people. I'm gonna be putting it on my social media. I'm gonna change my whole narrative. I have a life just like you have a life. But it takes you, anybody else, including me, to have knowledge, to learn, to open up a book, to read, to do anything else like that. Because right now, I'm telling you, all lives matter, black lives matter. It's really minority lives matter, really. It's not all lives matter. It's not. It sounds stupid. Because at that point, really, you're just following everybody else. You're just following white people. You're not white. And that's go just to go to show how messed up people are. See, white people have privileges. They can do anything, they can say anything they want, and they can get a pat on the back. But a minority, they can't do that. They either get killed, they either get put in jail, or they get blasphemed for what they do. Right now, looting is happening. What y'all really need to do, instead of wasting your damn time, what you need to do is go out, get you what you need to survive. You need them seeds. You need stuff to help you to survive through it all, okay? Because when they already hitting these stores, people have gone crazy. They hitting these stores, they grabbing clothes, they grabbing the seeds, and really these are communists. A lot of people that's been paid in these protests, a lot of people's been paid in these protests to destroy stuff, to cause destruction, to cause famine, sickness. It's up to us to survive. It's up to me to survive. And you and the next person and the next person. Because remember, you're not rich. The only thing that's standing up right now that I can actually tell you that's actually that might just last just a little bit longer is the banks. But I bet you what? You better start saving up on gold, silver, platinum. You better start saving up on that. Because I don't know how much longer the dollar gonna be here. Because I doubt it's gonna be here any longer. So your money in the bank, it ain't gonna worth nothing. And then again, start planning to leave America. America is a new Egypt, like I'm saying. You have the police that don't give a damn about you. I'm just saying, they don't give a crap about the citizens. I mean, okay, the 1900s is over. It's sad to say it, but it's over. And all you senior citizens out there that think that your generation is better than our generation, you're a liar. Because right now, you're in our generation, and you're not doing shit for the generation. You're not. You're just eating, shitting, and sleeping. And laying on your ass watching TV. You can care less about the young people. You can care less about those that are struggling. Why? Because you think you got it all. Newsflash, you're still a slave. I don't give a damn how long ago you suffered. You're still a slave. So before anybody can tell me anything, I don't want to hear it. I'm the type of person that's, I can see into the future. I can see into the past. I can see into the present. I know what the Antichrist looks like. I know what God looks like. I know what's going to happen soon. I know about the end of the world, what it's going to look like. And a lot of you fools still doing what you're doing. So no, trust me, a lot of this stuff is not going to end well. A lot of people are going to be down left and right. Y'all think that China created coronavirus. The United States created it. Your own president didn't give a damn. Trump didn't give a damn. He let the coronavirus come to the United States. He didn't care. So, now that I've said all of this, I'm going to keep on saying it. I'm going to keep on spewing this knowledge. Because nobody is better than anybody, to my point of view. Nobody is. The truth will set you free. But staying stupid and dumb won't. It's going to get you killed. And right now, minority people, we all need to go back to our own tribal setting. Go back to our own ways. We can't continue the ways of the enemy. We can't. We can't. Okay, so with that saying, y'all have a great day. Think about what I said, what I told you. Get into them books. Get to hitting that research. Get on them computers. Get on that phone. Start researching. The tablet, whatever you have. It's never too late to learn something. Get what you need right now before all these stores get looted. Because when the stuff hit the ceiling, a lot of us going to have to go to the mountains, to the sand dunes, to the forest and everything. We're not going to be able to live in the towns, in the countries, or in the cities. We're not going to be able to do that. So those are the only places we're going to have to be able to go. Because why, a lot of us do not have underground bunkers. But the famous people do. They do. They know what's going to go down. But they're really trying to blind us right now. The famous and those that are in power, they're trying to blind us. But they know what's going on. They're distracting us. I mean, get to planning. Get to doing something. Okay? Because right now, this is a playing field. You might as well say we in the Hunger Games right now. Okay? So I'll see y'all later. And y'all have a great day.